Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to ACC News, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing and interesting individuals from the world of business, industry, health and wellness, art, entertainment, and many more. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the most inspiring people who create the magic behind the scenes that make their company's products and services so special. Here is your opportunity to live their experience and journeys through the words of the ones that actually made it possible. Live worldwide. This is ACC Global News. Hello to everybody from around the world. Welcome back to ACC Global News. I am your host, Matthew Connor. And again, I am very happy and also grateful to be with all of you here today. And today we have another wonderful show. And we really have a guest with a very inspiring story. She is the transformational success coach, Nicole Bowraming, and she is the founder of the Fortitude Coach. And I assure everyone in the audience, you are really going to be, again, very inspired by not only her story, but also her practice. And again, to our audience today, it is now August 3rd, and our interview today with Nicole and also all of our interviews are permanently archived on our ACC Global Media Blog Talk Radio site. Or you can also go to our website. Please visit us at accglobalmedia.com. And you can really enjoy our shows at any time of the day. Now, our guest today, Nicole Bowraming, she was born in the Bahamas, and she later relocated to the island of Hawaii. And it's also by way of military assignment with her spouse. And during her adventures from around the world, Nicole was stricken with an autoimmune disease, and she was hospitalized repeatedly. And with the will that she has, she refused to believe that this was the only way of life for her. So through her personal faith, through the help of therapists, she really found the strength to overcome these health issues. And from that, she decided to use this experience to help others. And again, it's the true meaning of empowerment, which is why we are so proud to have her on today. And again, as far as her motto, she doesn't really see you as who you are, but she sees you as how you could be. To our audience today, I am very, very proud to present to you transformational success coach, founder of the Fortitude Life Coaching, Miss Nicole Bowraming. How are you doing today, Nicole?
I am doing amazing, Matthew. Thank you.
We are so happy to have you on today. And again, to everyone in the audience, I had the honor of being able to hear Nicole's story. And again, it really moved me. And it's a big reason why she is selected to be on our segment today. Nicole, if you could really share with our audience, who exactly is Nicole Bowraming?
Nicole Bowraming. Nicole Bowraming is, of course, a Bahamian. As you mentioned, I'm from the Bahamas. But I am an IBD warrior, which is the autoimmune disease that you mentioned. I'm also an island girl by heart, thus being in Hawaii after being in the Bahamas. I am a God chaser. I'm a strong woman of faith. But I also am a believer in people. I believe in people, and I think that a lot of times that's all everyone really needs is somebody to believe in them and invest in them. And that is what makes my heart sing, is being able to do that. So when you couple everything of who I am, I bring that is who makes me who I am as Nicole. I've learned to love people again, but we'll get into that as we go. But that's definitely who makes me who I am, just loving people, investing in people, and just bringing everything of my past, my present, and what I see as the future into one.
And, again, as I mentioned to the audience a minute ago, Nicole, you really, again, have a very special and inspiring story, especially for the millions and millions of people really around the world. Many people in the audience tuning in today have dealt with major health issues. And some of us really struggle overcoming some of these issues. Nicole, if you could really share with our audience your personal story and your journey of what got you here.
Oh, okay. I was diagnosed 9 years ago with ulcerative colitis. At the time, it was a toss between Crohn's and ulcerative colitis. And then about 2 years passed, and we did the test, and it came up ulcerative colitis. For 6 years, I maintained myself, my illness, with supplements and the help of a naturopath and healthy eating and all of that. And about 2.5 years ago, we couldn't get the disease back under control. And I plummeted. I mean, it was a downward spiral. I had to quit my job at the bank. I had to just change a lot of things in my life. And January of 2014, I was admitted to the hospital and pumped full of everything. We were having a hard time getting it back under control. Finally, we did. They discharged me, and five weeks later, I started getting ill again. An infection started spreading through my face, and I started getting ulcerations in my mouth, and they hospitalized me again 2 weeks after that. So at the seventh-week mark, they had to put me in the operating room. I had emergency surgery with ice packs and everything. They
Wow.
couldn't get the fevers to break, nothing. And they went in and they removed the infection out of my face and they cut out all the ulcerations. And part of the reasoning was because we had to suppress my immune system, the issue is that the immune system was not back online to help fight the infection. So it was kind of that catch-22 going on there. And I remember laying in the hospital that Mother's Day thinking, there's got to be more. I had to be created for more. There has to be something I can do. And being discharged, being hospitalized back-to-back like that, it really plays on you emotionally, psychologically, everything like that. So I
yeah.
found a therapist, and he was absolutely amazing because not only did he do therapy, but he also coached me. He did some EFT, some tapping. We did a whole lot of things. But the bottom line came to was that he started to remind me of who I was. And he said, you have to get past this. This disease does not define who you are. Who are you? And that was just the starting point for me. And I really started looking into that, and I started journeying and reading and trying to figure, okay, well, really, who am I? And one of my favorite authors that I read, Straub, he says a lot of us live on the edge of who we are instead of the center of who we are. And I realized that I had been living on the edge of who I was. And I was trying to get back to that center point. And fast forward a little bit, and about 7 or 8 months later, I was hospitalized again.
Wow.
And this time, the meds they used the first time was refusing to work. So we were wondering if I was going to have surgery and whether or not they were going to have to remove my colon and so forth. And
wow.
After about a week or so, we started to see some progress. They had to change some things, and then I had to make the decision to go on a biologic. And we started therapy with that. And once again, I'm in the hospital thinking, there has got to be more to my life than this. I cannot
yes.
allow this illness to define who I am and how I contribute to the world around me. And being discharged from there, I began looking around. How can I help other people? Because I had friends that had been contacting me when I was seeing the therapist and stuff like that and asking me, well, what did he say this week? Well, what are you doing this time? And I noticed that
yeah.
they were kind of benefiting from all this information. And then it got, like, things I would read, I'd have friends ask me about it. I could tell them, well, this is what you need to look at. You need to work on your self-development. You need to pay some attention to yourself. You need to build up who you are. And so I began to think back to that because, you know, all the books ask you, you know, what is it that everybody says you're good at? And so I kind of looked at that, and coaching came up. And I knew I didn't want to do therapy. I didn't want to deal with the past. I wanted to deal with where did you want to go from here? And coaching allows me to do that. So I jumped in, sick and all, got certified. I failed the first medication. My eyesight started to go. My joints were going,
really?
And I had systemic itching. Yes. and then we had to switch medications. And during all this, I'm going through my coaching thing. I'm doing all my sessions, and I'm coaching people. And from that, I realized, I can coach people from the bed on the phone, and nobody knows I'm sick. And I was making a difference, and it was enough to take my mind off of me. And I began to really like that. So I started telling friends, hey, why don't you guys sign up so I can practice? It'll just be free, and we'll just have some fun. And I really had an amazing time. And that got me through that time of, you know, failing medications, and I tried a second medication, and I've since failed that. And now I'm on my third biologic. And it's looking like that is working. But in the interim, I am having the most amazing journey, time of my life, helping other people realize that your illness, the hard time you're having, the hardship you may have, no matter what area of life or time of life or season of life you're in, that does not have to define who you are. No, it may not be. You may not be able to go out there and run, you know, 5 miles, but can you repeatedly walk up the stairs twice? Or can you walk down the street twice? All right, that's your standard. You know, the thing is to stop comparing yourself to other people. Because I went through that for a while, too, where I was like, well, I'm undependable because the disease does what it feels like. I can't do this. I can't. Whoa. And finally, I had to stop focusing on what I could not do and really focus on what I could do. And that's where I found my joy, is in what I'm good at and what I can do.
And, again, I want to stress to the audience, and so many people out there are dealing with all types of different medical issues. Again, Nicole is somebody, in how I describe it, has been over there on the front line. So, in my opinion, I believe her help, the value of that is worth more than even many doctors out there, many people that haven't actually been through this experience themselves, to really give you the proper advice. Nicole, if you could really share with the audience, who is your biggest influence or inspiration, or what is?
My biggest inspiration comes from my faith and from God. Without who I am in Him, that I would teeter. I follow, you know, I live by Scripture. I follow by who the different whose I am. You know, I'm bought with a price. I hold a whole different set of affirmations that I say every morning and every night, and those are included in there because they move me forward. A couple of other people that have really been inspirational in my life is Gary Meacham. And another one is the gentleman that wrote, I'm going to remember his name in a minute. He did the 4A Principle, which is Tommy Newberry. They are my go-tos. I fall back on them. And the last one, which is one of my favorite ones, and she did a TED Talk, and she also has a book, but it's Stop Saying You're Fine. And that's Mel Robbins. So they've inspired my life. Yes, I'm telling you, if you have time to listen to that TED Talk, I highly recommend it. It really, really gets you to stop pushing that snooze button in life and move forward. But those are my fallback ons. You know, if I start kind of staggering a little bit, you know, I got my Bible, I got the 4-8 principle, I got Stop Saying You're Fine. You know, I have these that I fall back on. And they keep me moving forward. There's always a nugget. There's always something new to pull out of them, you know. And so they have inspired me in that way. I've actually met Gary Meacham wonderful woman, and definitely she inspires me because of the work she does with women and helping them to begin to just live a fuller life and to move forward from where they are and just embrace who they are. Yeah.
And again, I love your energy that you have, and just being positive, dealing with issues like this. There's so many people out there that are just probably wondering, how do you do it? Dealing with all of that. And to those people out there, I really hope that you do give Nicole a call and allow her to teach you the methods that she was able to really teach herself to help her get over all of these issues. Nicole, if you could really share with the audience, when did you officially start coaching?
I officially started, I would go with July. I think that was July or August. August of last year. There we go. I remember the first date. August 5th was my first appointment. August 5th of last year. And, yeah, I had to remember the date. But August 5th because it was before my birthday. So I definitely, August 5th was my first appointment, which was last year. Amazing client.
And what are the services that you provide when you are helping clients?
I have worked with quite a variety of clients because one of the things that I've learned is that the same way people with chronic illnesses and medical issues feel stuck, they feel trapped,
yeah,
they feel controlled by the illness, people actually feel that way in different arenas of life. One of the biggest areas that I've been coming into is career. People feel stuck where they are in their job and in their lives,
yeah,
and they want to change, and they don't like where it's going. And so I've been working with different people that either they feel as if they're too old to go out into the market again, or they feel as if they're not good at anything. They don't like what they're doing. They're good at that, but they're not good at anything else.
Yes.
This is reality. This is real stories. I'm coming up in my head as I'm sharing with you.
It is.
You know, you have people that I had one that was a stay-at-home. She was a homeschooling mom like I was. I used to be a homeschool mom. I was a homeschool mom for 15 years. And she wanted to come out of the, you know, come from being at home and come into the workplace. And she felt as if she had nothing to offer. Well, I'm very happy to say she's about to take her second job, and she's moving all the way through, and she's out there doing her thing. You know, so we were able to kind of get her from that place of stuck and really recognize what was at the core of her. And stop living on the edge of who you are superficially, what the world is telling you you are, what you think your family is saying you are, what people say you are. But who are you? You were created for more. And so these are the,
yes,
kind of clients that I've worked with, people that are feeling kind of like they have a block, like something's holding them back. We've had to examine and figure out what that block is. You know, so it's amazing how having a chronic illness or feeling that entrapment or that kind of feeling of being stuck kind of transfers,
yeah,
to all different arenas of life. And I've been able to implement it in like that. I've even used it with my teen sons, and they've had great results in being able to move forward and figure out what they want to do in life.
Mm-hmm. And again, to the audience out there, I see that you have a very wide range, Nicole, as far as who you can help with this experience that you have gone through. So the fact that you can help people get back into the workplace as well, how satisfying is it for you to be able to help people get back on track?
It wakes me up in the morning. It gets me going. It's one of those of, okay, what can we do today? You know, I tell people all the time, I think I'm addicted to the high of watching people break through and get successful. You know, I have clients,
yeah,
they'll call me, and I think I'm more excited than they are. I'm like, what? You did it? What? All right, here we go. You know, because it's like I remember what that feeling was like when I finally came from behind that mask and from hiding and from feeling stuck and all that stuff. I remember how I felt. And I only can transfer that to somebody else and go, I still remember. See, it's still fresh for me. So it's like I still remember. Like I said, as early as December, I was still fighting medication. So I know what it's like to go, all right, here we go. Let's get this. I think we got it this time. And, you know, the thing that I tell a lot of my clients is no, there's not a problem in adjusting. You know, you got to adjust. You know, so one medication didn't work. Let's try something else. A lot of times people give up. And so I get, like, super excited. It's like really, I'm going to have to say it, it's like King Kong on crack. I mean, it's like I could take a whole city. It's absolutely amazing.
And it's great because I know that you have prior experience, you know, working in banking and daycare. And again, you mentioned you're a stay-at-home mother. So it's really, it's allowing you to really help people in all types of different areas. So what I would like to know, the different tools and techniques that you use when helping people overcome these issues.
Here's the part that's really that I love. I don't believe one size fits all. Do I have worksheets? Yes. Do I have tools? Yes. Do I have a program that's set up for those people that don't want to do the individual one-on-one coaching? Yes, I do. However, I didn't homeschool that way. I don't believe one size fits all, and I don't bring it into the practice. So when I'm dealing with a client, I will figure out where you are, and I will pull and select the needed tools to get you there. But then I will also do research. If you present something new to me, I'm going to do the research to figure out, okay, so what do we need to do to get you from here to there? How do I get you to see this instead of this? You know, so it's a matter of just not kind of putting everybody in a box. I'm not a box
yeah.
person. I'm sure people can tell from my personality. I'm not a box
yeah.
person. And so I don't treat people that way. I definitely go with the platinum rule where I treat people the way they want to be treated, not necessarily the way I would want somebody to treat me, because what definitely 100% works for me, if I give them the exact 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 that I did, that would not be fair to them. That would not be respecting the uniqueness that exists within them, because they don't have the resources I have. They don't have the personality I have. So what I have to do is identify, okay, you may need 1, 4, and 7, which means 7 is something I got to make, or I got to confer with some people about to get it together. And that's fine. That's part of the package, you know, and it's just kind of how I operate and what I do. But I do have packages that people can just get if that's what they want to do. And they're fine. They work. They are part of what I use. But I
yes.
do think the best way is for us to be able to kind of mix and match and do it that way.
Yes, and if you could really discuss, because we learned a little bit about your program, and you have something that you refer to as the 5 pillars. Can
yes.
you explain that a little bit to the audience?
Okay, the 5 pillars was based off of one of my favorite quotes, which says, loving yourself does not mean being self-absorbed or narcissistic or degrading others. Rather, it means welcoming yourself as the most honored guest in your own heart, a guest worthy of respect and a lovable companion. And that was by Anand, I think Margot Anand.
Yes.
5 pillars goes into helping you reconnect with the center of who you are. So we go into know yourself, which is a path of self-discovery. You learn to love yourself, which is a path of self-acceptance. Invest in yourself. Your self-worth, believe in yourself, which is part of self-confidence, and
yeah.
share yourself, which is self-purpose. The premise behind it is that the more you are aware of who you are and you're confident in who you are, the less you pay attention to yourself and the more you're ready to contribute to the world around you. A lot of times we think we're being selfless, but we're self-consumed.
And I like that. And I know to everyone in the audience, everything makes a lot of sense. And again, she's saying this because she's been there. She's been back and actually has been to all around the world. You see many different cultures. Can you share a little bit of that with our audience?
Okay. Been around the world. I've lived in Spain and in Italy and Japan and Puerto
wow.
Rico And of course, I'm from the Bahamas, and then I'm here in Hawaii. So yes, I have seen a bit of the world. Military life has been good to me on that front, most definitely.
And again, that is really, truly amazing that you had an opportunity to experience so many different cultures. And again, in my honest opinion, it really increases the ability that you have in working with different people. And I think it's also helped with your very wonderful personality that you have right now. And I know everybody in the audience knows it would be very easy. It would be a wonderful experience just talking to you. So again, to anybody out there that's dealing with any of these issues and you're looking to overcome these issues, please take that first step. It's usually the hardest part, but reach out for help. Reach out for help from someone that's been on the front line, that's been there. So, again, what I would like to know, Nicole, in your opinion, what really makes you feel that, or in a way, what makes you stand apart? I guess that would be the better way of asking. What makes you stand apart from all of the others that are in your industry?
I'll be repeating myself, but it's just the fact that one size does not fit all. I know that I don't have all the answers, but I do believe the answers are within each and every one of my clients. And my job is to go in and pull it out. As you mentioned, the fact that I have learned how to deal with diverse personalities, diverse groups, and I've also been a part of all. I've been a working mom. I've been a stay-at-home mom. I've been a homeschool mom. I'm a military person. I'm an IBD warrior. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And that within itself brings a different perspective,
yeah,
and a different light on how we do things. I also have a very, very strong ability to see things a lot differently than people see them. People kind of see things kind of in a box, and I'm usually already looking like three streets down the road. And so it's,
yeah,
pretty much getting them to the street, three streets down the road, because that's what they're saying in essence, because it's a lot about what they're not saying that has all the answers for me.
And I know many people in the audience are thinking this, so I would like to ask you this. Once they start working with you, how soon can they expect to start getting results?
If they're focused and they are committed, within about 4 weeks.
Oh,
if,
wow.
I've had clients that have had results after three sessions, but it depends on the person. If the person comes to me and they're really, like, I'll use it as an example. They're at the place I was at the second time I came out the hospital.
Yes.
We're probably going to look at about 90 days. You know what I mean? But if the person,
yes,
comes to me and they have some things worked out and they just kind of need me to dance some things around and move some things around. Like I said, I've had one lady three sessions and she was like whistling Dixie and on her way and already moved on. And I was like, all right, that sounds good. So it just depends on, I mean, she did. She broke through. She's happy. She's content. I check in with her periodically, and she says she's good where she is now. She's a lot happier. That's all I'm looking for. The thing is you define your success. So if you come to me and if you're to the point where you don't even know what that looks like, yeah, it's going to take us a little bit longer because now we have to back it up. But if you come to me and you go, Nicole, this is the person I want to become. This is what I want to be. I don't want to stay here. I want to, all right, let's lay this out. And we begin to hit your goals, because you tell me the goals, and we hit your goals one at a time, and we get there. But the first, I got to get you to figure out what that goal is. So I can get you,
yes,
4 weeks, depending on the person, all the way up to 90 days. You can begin to see a difference. If you want it longer, we can go longer. You know, it just depends on what it is you're looking to accomplish and you're looking to achieve and what's already on the inside of you. If we're working with a clean slate, you know, if you're a critic or you're a gremlin or you're deceiver, whatever you want to call him, the imposter, some people call him, if he's like the only person you listen to, we got a lot of work to do because we got to turn him,
yeah,
off first. Then, you see, you know what I mean? So it depends on the person I'm working with, how much work I have to do, and then we begin to go from there.
All right, and we have a little time left. If you could really share with our audience, Nicole, where can they go to find out more information about you or to sign up for your great program?
Okay, www.thefortitudecoach.com. They are welcome to call me at 808-445-7355. Do please remember the time difference. So if I miss your call, it's probably because we're asleep and you're awake, and I'll call you back. And on there is my blog and everything. They can connect with me on Facebook. Once again, The Fortitude Coach. Everything's under The Fortitude Coach. So pretty much if they put that in with the "the" in front of it, they're going to get me. If they can connect with me on my personal page, I have no problem talking to people there, which is Nicole Bowramming, but that Bowramming is a doozy to spell. So my answer to them is go with The Fortitude Coach.
Okay, and again, to our audience, she makes it very easy for you to reach out to her. I know many of you are on Facebook. You can go onto her website. You can give her a call. And again, I really do stress, because I have so many people I know personally that are dealing with these different issues. Please take that first step and give her a call. Get advice from someone that's been there, been on the front line, and you will get the results you're looking for. Nicole, it was an absolute honor having you on today and really sharing your story. I thank you very much for being on our show today.
The pleasure was mine and the honor was mine. Thank you very much, Matthew, and thank you to all your listeners for their time.
Yes, and to everyone out there, thanks for tuning in. We will be back again tomorrow at around 2 or 3 p.m. Eastern time. Please go on to accglobalmedia.com and you can get the updated show dates and times. And for everyone out there, you have a wonderful day, and to you as well, Nicole. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.